All right, welcome back, Hornet fans. McMahon still being tended to, but now he's going to be helped up.
I think it's a right leg, right ankle, right foot.
He's not putting much weight at all on that foot as he goes off to the sidelines. Now he's starting to put more weight as he does go. He's being helped off.
Probably done for this half, and they'll evaluate it at halftime. Hopefully it's nothing too serious.
Chiligalli set on defense as Maryville will have a big third down here. Third down and two at the Hornet, 27-yard line.
You know, they're in four-down territory. Wouldn't surprise me to see a short little sideline pass here, maybe.
Dakota Beamer now is into the ballgame, a sophomore replacing McMahon. He's in the backfield with Dredge. Dredge gets the carry. He has the first down as he gets to the 25 and is stood up there by Cole Nichols and Tyler Clampett. Also, Hayden Major on the tackle.
And it's enough for a first down.
Nichols and Major in on the tackle once again as they've come to play tonight. 4:38 remains, second quarter. Chillicothe 0, Maryville 0, but the Spoof Hounds have the ball deep in Hornet territory. First and 10 at the Chillicothe 24-yard line. Now he eyes over the defense as he goes under center. Hand off to the sophomore, Beamer. Meeber goes around the left side and is brought down after a short gain. Brought down to about the 22-yard line of Chillicothe. Tackle made once again by Cole Nichols, the linebacker.
And when your linebackers are making the play for a two-yard gain, that means your defensive line is doing a nice job of filling up the holes and allowing the linebackers to step up and make the play.
Now he goes under center again. Beamer and Dredge are in the backfield. Dawson goes in motion to the right. Now he rolls to his right, throws in and out of the hands of Dawson at the 17-yard line. Coverage by Kyle Ross, D.L. Midget. Hayden Major was also in the area as well.
That'll bring up third and eight from the Hornets' 22-yard line for Maryville. No score. 3:43 left in a pretty fast-moving first half of football here. At least it seems fast-moving to me.
Here's Nally, eyeing over the defense. He's a strong line to his left. Dawson flanked tight to the left. Nally fakes the handoff, rolls to his right to pass. Throws over the middle. It's intercepted. Intercepted at the 12-yard line by number 55,
Cole Nichols. Nichols with his second INT of the season. Linebacker kind of playing shallow center field, read it all the way at about a 5 or 10-yard return. Chillicothe at the 19-yard line dodges a bullet. That's a big one for Chillicothe. They can put together some first downs here.
That interception comes with 3:35 remaining in the second quarter. The score now remains 0-0 between Chillicothe and Maryville. For the Hornets defense, that is their eighth turnover assessed against their opponent this young 2013 season. Here's Clampett under center offensively for the Hornets. Handoff goes to Long. Long gets up to the 20 and is spun down by Chris Dugan of the Spoof Hounds.
Quick hitter off the left side of the line, but Maryville was quick to react and to gain a one. It'll be second and nine from their own 20-yard line. With 3:18 left to play in the first half, and it'll be Chillicothe's ball to start the second half.
First turnover of the night, big one.
I think maybe
for the Hornet defense.
I wonder if that's the first turnover that Maryville's committed this year.
Here's Clampett. Gates, flanked tight to the right. Hand off to Midget. Midget looking for the 20. He has it. Flag comes in late after he was hit at the 22 of Chillicothe. Flag comes in. Hopefully this will be against Maryville's defense.
Flag was right at about the original line of scrimmage. Block in the back, Chillicothe. That'll back him up. Another five. It'll be second and long. Penalties. Just destroying us, Mark.
All right. They're talking to the Maryville captain to see how they want to assess this. They're going to push the Hornets back, it appears, and replay the down.
Illegal block clock in the back is the call against the Hornets.
It's a 10-yard penalty, 40 yards in penalties for Chillicothe. The ball is going to be right on the 10-yard line, so they've got to be extra careful here. Second and 19, Mark.
Clampett comes from the sidelines with the next play. 2:45 remains. Second quarter, 0-0 the score. It was about this time last week against Kirksville that Clampett connected with Thomas on a big 82-yard touchdown pass. And there's a timeout called by Chillicothe with 2 minutes, 33 seconds remaining in this first half, 0-0 the score. Let's take a 30. You're listening to Hornets football on KCHI. As the Hornet marching band starts to make their way over on the east side of the field to get ready for this halftime, we still have plenty of football left with 2 minutes, 33 seconds remaining in the second quarter, and the score 0-0. Chillicothe and Maryville are punching it out here. Chillicothe has the ball right now, compliments of a Cole Nichols interception that stopped a Maryville drive. It looked like for sure they might come away with some points.
That was a huge interception that Nichols made. That is for sure. Now they just need to get out of the fire here. This is a long second down. Second and 19, you'd like to think they need to get at least 10 to 12 here.
Tyler Long is wide to the left. Alpern is going to be closer to the line at the left tight end position. Midget and Gates are split in the backfield. On second and 19, Clampett fumble on the snap. And Maryville signals that they have the ball, and they do indeed have the ball. Maryville recovers the fumble between center and quarterback of the Hornets offense, and Maryville has it right back to have it first and goal at the 9-yard line of the Hornets at the south end of the football field. Ladies and gentlemen, that turnover is the first one of the 2013 season for the Hornets, and it couldn't have come at a worse time.
Exactly, at a worse spot on the field.
2:30 remains, second quarter. Maryville first and goal at the Hornet 9. Nally hands off to Dredge. Dredge untouched as he goes across the line of scrimmage. He's hit at the 1 by Nichols and falls into the end zone, but the referee is going to signal him down at the 1.
Second down, second and goal.
Cole Nichols on the touchdown saving tackle there for the Hornet defense. Quickly, now he gets up to the line of scrimmage. Goes under center. Ball is moved by the center, and the Hornets' Gillen Gates comes across. This has got to be against Maryville. He did the right thing of coming right through the center's legs there practically. And it is a penalty against Maryville as the center gripped the ball and kind of moved it backwards. And Gillen Gates, had the presence of mind to go forward, and he actually went right through the legs of the center there.
Second and goal from the 6 now.
Nally gets under center. Dredge in the backfield along with Beamer. Beamer gets the call. The sophomore goes around left tackle, crosses the Hornet 5, and gets down to about the 2-yard line of Chillicothe. A big third down here by the Maryville offense and the Hornet defense as both teams are knotted up at 0 presently. Kyle Ross on the tackle that time of Beamer. Beamer and Dredge are in the backfield. Nally goes under center. Hand off to Beamer. Here comes a sophomore. He's hit by Gillen Gates and brought down at the 2.
No gain.
No gain. Gillen Gates, the senior, with a great one-on-one tackle as Beamer came around the left side.
You try for the field goal, you try and punch it in.
They went for it on fourth down at their own 44 in the first quarter and couldn't pick it up against the Hornets. They have a fourth and goal at the Hornet 2. Here's Nally, two backs in the backfield. Nally hands off to the fullback, Dredge. Dredge dives in, touchdown Maryville.
Yep.
Touchdown, Trent Dredge from 2 yards out against the Hornet defense with 57.8 seconds remaining in the first half here at Jerry Litt Memorial Stadium. Maryville takes the 6-0 lead over the Hornets. In to attempt the point after is Jarrett Cronin.
Cronin to try the extra point. Snow will
the holder hold. Will be Snow. Cronin is a 6'4", 155-pound junior. And now there's a timeout called by Coach Webb of the Maryville Spoofhounds. So let's take a timeout ourselves. You're listening to Hornets Football on KCHI. All right, welcome back. Cronin, the junior, attempting the extra point for Maryville. His holder will be Hagen Snow. Here's a snap, put down. It's blocked! Blocked, now they have a penalty. It was blocked by Cole Nichols, and there's a penalty. He was going for the ball. Holding is the call against Maryville. That penalty will be refused, so the blocked extra point stands up by Cole Nichols, and that will make the score at a 6-0 pace for Maryville over the Hornets. That could be a big play right there, Randy, the way this game's going.
Exactly right, and Chillicothe, they can get a good return, kickoff return here, has enough time to operate with. But Nichols just found a hole. There was a hole right up the gut. I think he may have went defensive right side, just to the left of the center. The center's left, between the center and the left guard. And, boy, he was through there. He was coming full bore when he hit the line, and he timed it perfectly.
All right, so Maryville with the 2-yard touchdown run by Trent Dredge will be kicking this ball off to the Hornets.
Hayward and Midget.
Midget and Hayward back deep, couple of speedsters.
While we have this timeout reminds us it's time to visit Woody's in Chillicothe and get wowed. As right now, everything's moved to a snail pace here in the last 5 minutes or so of this football game. Lights are completely on. Beautiful night for football. Good capacity crowd here to witness this game between the Maryville Spoofhounds and the Chillicothe Hornets. And thus far, they have been entertained with a very delightful game. 6-0 right now, Maryville on top. Here's the kickoff from the north 40-yard line. It's going to be taken by Mason Hayward at the 15. He's at the 20. He's at the 25 and gets up to the 30. The speedster Mason Hayward with a great kick return there for the Hornets. Tyler Coleman was in on the tackle for Maryville. 50 seconds remains in this first half. Chillicothe has plenty of time. They have two timeouts remaining. Plenty of time to put some points on the board against this Maryville team.
Nice return from the 12 to the 29-yard line. 17-yard return for the sophomore, Mason Hayward.
You're listening to Hornets Football on 1010 AM and 102.5 FM in Chillicothe.
It's okay, I've messed that up a couple of times already, Mark. So.
Long and Midget split in the backfield. Clampett's going to keep it himself and go up the middle. Jackson Morrison nails him as he tries to come across the line. Good sportsmanship there as Morrison tells his teammates to get off Clampett and helps him up there. Gain of 2 on that quarterback sneak. Schenkel was also in there with Morrison on the tackle. And the clock continues to run. It looks like the Hornets might be happy just to go in at halftime down by 6.
Going to have to run one more play. There's 20 on. There's about a 6-second difference between the play clock and the clock on the field.
Down to 6 seconds on the play clock.
They may just
second
take
and 8.
They may just
3 seconds, 2 seconds, and they're going to hand the ball off to Long. Long scurries off the left side of the line of the Hornets and gets up to the Chillicothe 31, and that is the final play of this first half between the Maryville Spoofhounds and the Chillicothe Hornets.